On Being in the Cave. I read the book Quarantine by Jim Kress for the second time at the beginning of lockdown. You may remember that lockdown began during Lent, and this book is a story about what happened when Jesus went into the desert to spend his 40 days and 40 nights and faced his temptations. It seems an appropriate read for that time and that situation. Some years ago, I spent some time working with Away in the Wilderness, the first chapter of the Spirituality Workbook by David Runcorn. He says, "In the desert, driven by the Spirit, we too will enter into tough battles with our allegiances and priorities, our passions and longings, and the discerning of evil." And he talks about waiting. Nothing happens fast in the heat of the desert. There is a different understanding of time, and it involves a lot of waiting. A world addicted to ever faster ways of doing things finds such a place deeply frustrating. A waste of time, in fact. I do not like being too hot. I have a very low threshold for even the temperatures we call a heat wave in the United Kingdom. So please believe me when I say that I am not at all attracted to the desert and do not want to spend any time there if I can avoid it. What struck me about quarantine, though, was that the pilgrims sought out caves to spend their time of the desert in. And I have never thought about that on a conscious level before, although rationally it makes sense. Perhaps it is because one of the first films I ever saw at the cinema as a child was Lost in the Desert, and the young boy who was lost spent most of his time in the open desert, as far as I can remember. This film made a long-lasting impression on me. So, while the image of the desert is prevalent as an image of the spiritual journey, the image of the cave, although it is around, is less commonly talked about, in my experience.